We lay down every failure, God, and worship you. Every talent, God, everything that we're able to do. Can I get, I need a little more, okay? And worship you. God, we lay it down so we can worship you. We lay it down so we can worship you. We let nothing come before you, God. God, we're putting nothing before you tonight, God. No man, no woman, no job, no bill, no sickness, God. No sin, no failure, God. I put nothing before you. I come to worship you tonight, God. I let you know that you're more than all of that to me. And worship you. God, we thank you for your presence. We thank you for your presence, God. God, we believe it, we receive it, God. We thank you even in advance. We declare you worthy, God. We call you holy, God. If he's been good to you, can you just give him some praise? If he's more than that, can you give him some praise? If he's bigger than your problem, can you give him some praise? I'm not for sure if it's me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sometimes our problems. Can you turn this mic on? Sometimes our problems try to tell us that they're bigger than our God. But I'm here to tell you tonight that our God is bigger than any problem you got. Our God is bigger than any need you got. Our God is bigger than any failure you got. Look at your neighbor and tell him, my God is bigger than that. You don't know what I'm talking about, but my God is bigger than that. See, the devil tried to walk me in here. He tried to chase me to the door. He tried to remind me even before I got here. But I want to let him know, turn to the back door and look at it and tell it, my God is bigger than that.
My God is bigger than that.
Whatever tried to come in here with you, your God is bigger than that. See, the enemy got to have a no-devil territory. You got to let him know that there is a place that you can't come. Because my God is bigger than that. Oh, give the Lord a hand of praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I know y'all trying to figure out what am I doing. But I'm almost trying to figure out what y'all doing. Y'all go ahead and have a seat. Glory be to God. The praises of God. God says he inhabits the praises of his people. Amen. He inhabits. Mean when you begin to praise God, the Spirit of God just comes in the place. And when he comes in the place, he don't take a seat. He goes to the head of the class. He comes to the head of the room. And he tells everything in the room, you're subject to me now. You're bound to me now. Oh, come on, somebody. See, when the Spirit of God comes into the place, potential just entered in. Oh, help me right here. You know, let me pray, because if I don't pray, I'm going to preach right up in this. I'm in there now, amen. Y'all done ushered me in. Father, I bless you and I thank you in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. We believe your report.
Of us came tonight with an expectation that God's gonna do something. No. Listen.
Because if I plant this seed, you're gonna have this baby. How many of us came in here with an expectation that God's gonna do something? See, you can get to a place in God that when you begin to come to him, you got an expectation that he is. And when you think that he is and you know that he is, then you know he will do what he said he'll do. So how many of y'all got an expectation that God's going to do what he said he's going
to
do?
Glory to God.
Oh, that's another dimension now, because I didn't ask how many of y'all believe he's going to do it. I said, how many of y'all know that God gonna do what he said he gonna do? I'm finished. I'm about to shoot you into a place in him. Oh, glory be to God.
This is when the Spirit of God puts everything aside. He said, now I'm going to show you I'm God. I'm not the theory of God. We passed that now. You done provoked me. And you
be excited. I'm going to show you that I'm God. And I got it like that. Remember I told y'all we entered into a time of suddenly. Oh, no. Now watch this. The suddenly concept, it goes like this. Suddenly is that which he's going to do that you couldn't do, but you was expecting to be done and needed to be done, but it was something that had not been done.
All right.
Now, the normal procedure of something happening, it takes one step, two step, three step, four step, five steps. But when you're in a season of suddenly, there's no steps involved. Oh, help me somebody. Yeah. Don't worry about what I'm saying. I'm going to interpret that for you in the next two or couple weeks. I'm going to explain what that is. Amen. Because, see, you're in now. You're in a dimension. You have entered into a God zone.
All right.
See, you can go to church and never be in God.
All right.
Because they never talk about God. You with something. See, I could easily slip right into a motivational speaker. The motivational speaker, his assignment is just to encourage you to do what you can't do. I can get you excited about what you never had done. But now what I can't do is make what you're talking about happen. I can only motivate it. Oh, come on, somebody. But when I get into a God zone, now God doesn't get into the motivational business. He's into the manifestational business. God comes in and God say, make it happen. Even if you ain't excited about it happening, because I got it like that. So now watch this. Where God comes in is not through the speaker. It's through what the speaker is saying. See, the power is not in the speaker. The power is in what the speaker says.
All right.
And if the speaker speaks about him, then all power is available. But if the speaker never talks about what he can do and only tell you what he can do, then you can't do nothing. But when the speaker puts the word of God, because all power and authority is in the word.
That's right.
All right, let's go in the word, because I don't want to speak without the word. Amen. Are you ready for the word?
Yes, sir.
Are you really ready for the word? Hallelujah. Look in your Bibles, turn to Acts chapter 5. I did pray. Glory be to God. Don't mess with me, woman. I prayed. Watch this. There's one thing, I'm not being sharp with my wife, I'm up under the Holy Ghost. There's one thing when I pray, there's another thing when the Spirit prays. I can tap into the Spirit just coming through the door because it's called a dimension. When you came in and began to worship, after you got to a certain place in worship, you left where you were and you went to a place in him. So now we are in him. I came in with them because some that came in with you didn't go up with you. Oh, help me right here. Can I preach it real good? Go to Acts chapter 5. You know I love you, sweetheart. Ain't no words I could ever say to take that back. Yeah. I'm getting real good, ain't I? Yeah. You see how I'm doing it right there in front of your eyes. You didn't even know it happened. Acts chapter 5. Turn to verse 15. When you get that, say amen. See, when our problems and circumstance come, what they're designed to do is to chase you away from him. Because, see, if I can keep you from him, you won't get in him, and you'll never get the embrace or the presence of God upon you to bring the healing. And every time we get under pressure, we run. So I lose two things. I lose the opportunity of getting my victory, but I lose the opportunity of his presence. Have you ever had a problem and felt good? Come on now. See, because you can get into a place in him that you feel good. Thank you for that. You understand what I'm saying? You feel good. You can get to a place where none of this move me, even though it's moving. It's happening. It's going on, but it don't move me because I'm no longer focused on it. I'm in him. Now I'm apprehended by the one that apprehended me. Paul said, I want to be apprehended by the one that apprehended me. Meaning I got to get to a place where this doesn't bother me no more. See, because if I'm not in him, that bothers me. What you do, how you do, what you say, what you don't say, all that moves me. But I can get to a place where none of that moves me because I'm in him. Oh, you're looking at me mighty strange. Acts chapter 5. Are you there? Amen. And look at, glory be to God. Look at verse 12. I want to start right there. I'm going to start right there. Watch this, verse 12. And by the hands of the apostles were many signs, wonders wrought among the people. And they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. Now he said, by the hands of the apostles. By the hands of the apostles, the preachers, the ministers. He said, now watch this. There were many things wrought or worked. See, listen, when you are being preached the word of God and taught by the authority of God, now what happens, you don't have to work, but the word begins to work. That's why the scripture says in Matthew chapter 8, enter into my rest. What rest is you talking about? Go to sleep, lay down? No, I need you to enter into the rest where I do the work. Because in the beginning, God said that in the first day, second day, we know it, and God created everything. And the last day, the sixth day, God said, and it was all good. And the seventh day, he rested. But the seventh day, he went and got man and brought man to do the job. But the first day of man's job was rest. But what happened with man, man got too complacent with resting because he couldn't stay in the place of rest. Depending, trusting, relying, obeying God. That once he left that place of rest, he had to go to work. That was the reason Jesus had to come back down. Because in the beginning, we was in the garden. And we didn't have, they walking around in the cool of the day, everybody naked. Now you know that ain't real. And ain't nobody tripping. Because they had no, their mind was not on none of that because they was in a presence of God and in a place of peace. And they were all innocent. Nobody touched nobody before, so they wasn't even understanding what that meant. But when sin came in, the Bible says when sin came, I revived. Check your Bible. When sin came, I revived. What do you mean you revived? I came to the knowledge of what sin was. And the sin nature in me came alive. That's why he told them in the garden, don't eat of the tree of the knowledge of what knowledge? The knowledge that you're going to understand that now you're in sin and you're conscious of everything now. Had you never ate the apple, you'd have never been conscious of all the. So now ever since that point, we've been fighting to get back to the garden. All right. That's what the worship and all that is. Get me back to the place of when I remember that I forgot. Get me to the place that it don't bother me to see men, women, money, cars, and all that. All I want to do is worship you. All I want to do is call out your name. All I want to do is be before you all day. All I want to do is to glorify, magnify, testify. I got a peace that passed all that stuff that's going on out there. Get me back to the place that I can live there. How many of us want to live there?
All right. All right.
See, there is a place. Not that there is a place, but there really is there. That's the purpose of our worship and our praise, is to create the atmosphere that I'm back in the garden and I'm celebrating Jesus. I'm talking about Jesus. I'm loving Jesus. I'm looking at the glory of God, the magnificence of God. I can praise him all day long. What we lost was our innocence, and we lost the presence. Now we're sin conscious. Oh, come on, y'all. I'm just preaching it real right. We're sin conscious. That's why now I got to walk around and try to keep the sin up off my mind, out of my life, because I don't have his presence. He's not on my mind. That's why he said in Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, therefore I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Meaning you can't do that. We used to do that. He said, present your body. Come back to the place where me and you used to hang out. Then he says, and be ye not conformed to this world. Don't get caught up in what they're doing, because it's going to take you away from me. It's going to cause you not to want me. It's going to cause you to wrestle with me. It's going to cause you to neglect me. But be ye not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. How do I get changed? How do I get out of that world and back into this world? By the renewing of your mind. You got to put me back on your mind. You got to talk about me. You talk about them. You talk about it. But you're going to have to talk about me. He said, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Being made, come on somebody. See, God is trying to put us back into the mind of God, where I can talk like God, walk like God. I can even be around the things that's not like God and still think about him. While I'm sitting there with you, I'm meditating on him. I don't care what you're doing, how you're doing it. I'm still talking about him, because he's been just that good to me. He can make me talk about him in the presence of you.
All right.
Yeah. I'm talking about him. Come on. Stay with the text. Verse 12. And it says, and by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people. Now let's go to Acts chapter 19. See, because listen here. God said, I'm trying to get you to a place. He said, come out the rain. Come out of the much confusion, the much falling, the much stuff going on. I'm trying to get you back to the place where you can be in a quiet place. You can be in a quiet place even when there's noise. Because I'm not a partaker of what they're doing. They busy running and moving, and I'm sitting still seeing the salvation of my God. My soul ain't jumping. My flesh ain't jumping. Because my soul done got used to being with him. See, watch this. This is a trick of the enemy, and you need to understand this. That whichever one you feed, that's the one that's going to be dominant in your life. See, how do I get out of the world? See, you already been saved from the world, but you went back into the world. So really, it's not the world in you, it's you in the world. So you got to come, Bible, come out from and be ye. See, you don't have to tell me where you've been. I can tell you where you've been by how you act. I can tell how you act by what you eat. Don't think you're going to eat that and act like this. That ain't real. You're going to have to eat this to not act like that. Can I help you? Because see, I'm in another dimension. I'm not talking about no physical food. I'm talking about I got to feed my spirit. See, my spirit man got to eat so it can take the oversight of my soul. This is why the Bible says that the younger shall serve the older.
All right.
Well, let me flip it. The older will serve the younger, because I've been longer in this flesh than I have in the spirit. But once I get right with God, my soul becomes subject to my spirit. Because the due order is spirit, soul, and so the due order is my spirit got the oversight. It's just I gave it up. See, I got the authority over cigarettes. Now, don't look at me funny because that may not be your flavor. I got the authority over drugs, over men, over women. Come on now, over whatever. Over, come on, don't make me go over pornography. I got the authority. But once I give it up, I'm subject to the thing I control. Now, it, oh, help me right here. Now, it run me instead of me running it. Now, this is where the text says, submit yourself unto God and resist the devil. You can't resist until you submit. Because the due order is spirit, soul, and body. Your body is just subject to whichever one. When? You go whichever one leads you. I know you look like you're driving, but you're not driving. You're being led. It's called driven. You're driven by whatever's driving. Oh, am I helping anybody? See, everybody say natural, spiritual. Natural, spiritual. You have to think like that because you got to catch yourself to discern, am I in the natural or am I in the spiritual? Are he talking natural or is he talking spiritual? If I don't think like that, I'll call everything natural because I'm only in one dimension. But when you got saved, you live in both worlds. I'm not ghost busting. I'm trying to educate us on the authority that we was given when you got saved. Because the scripture says all power and all might was given unto us. So I didn't get saved just to have fire insurance. If I don't go home to be with Jesus, I can walk like Jesus, talk like Jesus. Because all authority was given unto me. The same power Jesus got, I got. What he can do, I can do. Oh, come on, come on, come on. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. All right. I ain't got out of the one text to be able to prove this, but I told you go to Acts chapter 19, right? Let's go there, let's go there, let's go there. Y'all going to have to track with me tonight. I ain't going to get finished with it. I'm going to tell you right now. I got too much Bible. I ain't got enough time. That's a good problem. You're guaranteed something will be here when you get back. But now Acts chapter 19, verse 11. Now, Acts chapter 5, verse 15, the scripture says that he did, through the apostles, he manifested power. Now, here we go right here again, Acts chapter 19, verse 11. Look what the text says. And God what? Wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul. Now, watch this. Back then, the apostles were who they were. In this dispensation, it was Paul. Today is Pastor Tedder. If you keep living and go on, it's going to be one of you one day. Or it's going to be somebody else. Come on. But it's still going to be the same spirit. It's just working through a different body.
All right, all right, all right.
Oh, can y'all get with me right here? Now watch this. I'm trying to show you that the suddenly is here.
All right.
But you got to be able to know how it works to be able to expect it. Because if I'm only in my mind, that's why I can't accept the power. Because I can't think of it like that. I can't understand it. So therefore, I don't believe it. Therefore, I won't receive it. But if I can understand how it works, I don't have a problem letting it work for me. How many of y'all want a suddenly?
All right.
How many of y'all need a suddenly? How many? Come on, somebody. How many of y'all already got a suddenly? Hey! See, I'm trying to tell you, it works if you work it. Now, let's make it work. Let's make it work. He says right here, verse 11. Oh, I feel this thing jumping up on me. Verse 11, he says, and God wrought, did, made unusual, uncommon, unordinary. Look, undeniable. I don't know how it happened. You don't know how it happened. But I got it. It happened. Because it was God who worked it. It wasn't me or you that we can explain what happened. But I got it. But he said, nah. He said, God wrought. Work. Go to 1 Kings chapter 18. I'm trying to get you to see he's working. Say, work, Lord.
Work, Lord.
Work, Lord.
Work, Lord.
Now watch this, because the scripture said, just like he told Mary. When the scripture said Mary out in the yard just kicking it, doing what she do, taking care of her business, and all of a sudden the Bible says an angel came. And Mary's working. You know, she's working now, you know. You know when you're working, you kind of concentrated. You're sitting there meditating, fumbling. You know what I'm saying? Because you're working, but you're fumbling. And you're really lost in time. You don't know what's going on around you because you're working. And all of a sudden, whoo, an angel came. Now, Mary already shook because the angel just popped up. Where you come from? First of all, Doc, I ain't mad what you're talking about, but where you come from? I'm looking for your car. Is your horse? I mean, how did you get here? Now, that's all right, because, you know, I can't figure that out.
Yeah.
But then the angel said, Mary.
Uh-huh.
Oh, glory, help me right here. Mary.
Mary.
I'm even surprised you know my name. I don't even know you.
Yeah.
Can I work with you a little bit?
Yes, sir.
And he said, Mary. So now you got my attention, but I'm still a little messed up because I'm trying to figure out how you know me. And then he said, Mary, thou art highly favored
All right.
among women. I can work right there, but I won't. Because he didn't say you was a highly favored woman.
All right.
Uh-huh.
He said you was highly favored among women.
Yeah.
So now Mary out there on a job. How am I highly favored? And ain't nobody else out here.
All right.
It's hot out here. I'm sweating and working. But you just told me I'm highly favored. Ain't nobody even here to help me work,
yeah.
But I'm highly favored.
Yeah.
But then that's even all right, because I don't know you. I don't even know where you came from. Then you just told me I got something I don't even know I have.
Yeah.
I got some favor that I don't know I got. But then you slipped up on me and told me I'm finna do something I never done.
All right. All right.
You said, and the angel said, Mary, you're highly favored among women, and thou shalt conceive
all right.
and bear a child. Now, wait, Doc. You got somebody else going to come up in here?
Yeah.
What y'all think I am? I'm not that Mary.
Yeah.
You must know another Mary. Because
yeah.
we don't get down like that.
Right.
You've been to tell me that I'm going to have a child.
Uh-huh.
I ain't got a man.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Oh, come on, y'all. I'm talking about supernatural,
yeah.
unconventional.
Yeah.
This ain't got nothing to do with what you know.
Right.
I'm trying to tell you what he knows.
He
said, Mary, thou art highly favored among women,
yeah.
and thou shalt conceive and have a child, and his name shall be called. Now, then you ain't finna say, I'm just finna have, you know how we got them, Ratisha, you know what I'm saying, Jamaica Lockaliki. But you finna tell me I'm finna have Emmanuel. Not a child.
Right.
I'm finna have the child.
Yeah.
This the child everybody looking for.
Yeah.
I ain't got $20. And I'm finna have a child that's gonna be dealing with eternity.
Yeah.
I'm telling you the supernatural. That which is uncommon. He said, Mary, and then I told you Sunday, women, you are the womb. He said, Mary, let me open you up. I'm not perverted. I'm in the Holy Ghost. He said, Mary, get your mind out of there and stay with me.
Yeah.
He said, Mary, let me open you up. Let me take you where you never been.
Yes, sir.
Let me do something you never done.
Yeah.
Let me get you what you never had.
Yeah.
See, when it suddenly comes, it take you where you never been.
Yeah.
It gets you what you never had.
Yeah.
It lets you do what you never done.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I feel this. But now watch this. Mary's sitting there looking at him just like you is. And she trying to figure out, is this good game or what? Because this doctor, he done shot it. He came from nowhere. He popped up on me. He called my name. Then he told me I'm finna have something, but not just something. I'm finna have the child, the holy child. Can you conceive what God whispered in your ear? Can you conceive what he told you? Ain't nobody else heard what he said. But he's in another dimension with you. And I know it don't look like it's going to happen. I know it don't sound like it's going to happen. Nobody else can witness it going to happen. But he told you it's going to happen. Can you conceive what the Holy Ghost said? But now watch this, watch this. Let me make this real plain. Because see, this was just an angel. Now, it was just an angel. But the angel had to get some backup. See, because if I just got a word, that ain't enough. Even though it is enough. But it ain't enough to make it happen. It's enough because he said it. But because to validate what he said, the word needs some help. So the Holy Ghost said. The Holy Ghost said what the word said.
All right.
The Holy Ghost confirmed what the word said. Yes. See, the suddenly is first you got to get a word.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The Lord got to say something to you.
Yes.
He got to whisper something to you.
All right.
But then after he said, he backs up and he got to let the Holy Ghost come. Because now when the Holy Ghost come, it's a done deal. Mary, you pregnant.
All right.
Now that's the part that messed me up.
All right.
Because Mary didn't go in the back.
All right. All right.
Mary didn't get behind the bush.
All right.
Mary conceived once he said it. Oh, God help me right here. If you could ever conceive and receive what God said, you pregnant when he said it. Oh, yeah. I'm in another dimension. You already got it because he's in the natural. I mean, you in the natural. That's the only way he's going to communicate. But he takes you to the spiritual, which is the manifestation. See, watch this. Watch this. Write this down. Write this down. Revelation comes from God. Meaning God got the... Whatever we talking about, got to make it all powerful, it's got to come from God. Revelation comes from God. Illumination comes by the Holy Spirit. See, the Holy Spirit make alive or make real what God said. So revelation comes from God. Illumination comes by the Holy Spirit. He turns the light on that you can understand and comprehend what God said. Impartation comes from the preacher. The preacher comes and speaks the same life into you. Because the Bible says faith comes by
hearing.
So when the preacher speaks, he's releasing faith on what you heard and what God said. Oh, man, man. So revelation comes from God. Illumination comes from the Holy Spirit. Watch this. Impartation comes from the preacher. Transformation happens in the member. Wherever you was, you're now transformed into what he said, even though you're still sitting where you at. Because remember, we're in two dimensions. I'm in the natural, but I just got a word from God, from the Spirit. So in the Spirit, it's done.
Oh, yeah.
So now the job or the walk is, I know I'm out there, y'all. The walk is, I got to get the manifestation. What do you mean manifestation, preacher? What are you talking about? The manifestation is to bring heaven down to earth. I need to bring what God said up there down to me right here on 24th Street.
Yeah.
I'm not going up to heaven to get it. I know it came from heaven. I know God's in heaven. I know it was a word from heaven, but I got to get heaven on earth. That's called a manifestation. But here's the catcher you never get. Before any of that happens, you're going to run into confrontation. This is where we lose it. Because everybody shouted, hallelujah, manifestation. Glory, I got a revelation. Hallelujah, it's illumination. I can see. But what I wasn't prepared for was the confrontation. Because the devil don't want you to have what God said you got. Now here's the, I should charge y'all. Watch this. Here's the key though. You or the devil can't stop what God got.
All right.
All right.
All right.
Right.
Yes, sir.
If God said it, it's a done deal.
Yes, sir.
But now what the devil does through confrontation is to get you moved. To get you to doubt, to get you to quit or turn away from what God said.
Yeah.
Because it's a time thing.
Oh, yeah.
The time is not will you get it. The time is the traveling truck to get it to you. You know, once God said there's a truck that's loaded heading your way. But since it ain't next door, it take time to get to you. So he say, I'll be there at. But now at before 4 o'clock, you get a phone call. You get a need. Somebody needs you to come over here. And everything's designed to make sure you don't be there at 4 o'clock. Because the scripture said in Daniel that Daniel prayed.
All right.
I'm working now. Daniel prayed. And listen, God said he heard the prayer when Daniel prayed. But immediately, I did it all before. I do it again. Come here, man of God. Come here. When Daniel prayed, the moment you pray and God hear your prayer, an angel walked towards that room. An angel is dispatched on his way to get you what you got coming. Stop, sir. Stop right there. But now here's what happens after I prayed. If I change my confession, God ain't going to do it. I don't know if it's going to happen or not. Come back, sir. Every time you change your confession, he got to come back because he's under commandment. He can only leave based on your faith.
All right.
So the enemy's job is to get you out of faith. He can't stop the angel. He can't stop the prayer. But what he can do is stop it coming to you because he gets you out of faith, get you into doubt and unbelief.
Yes, sir.
So every time you get out of faith, the angel got to come back here and hope you get back in and strike out again.
Yeah.
But hope his prayer is you will stay in faith until the answer comes.
Oh, yeah. Glory to God.
Go ahead and have a seat, man. Look here. His thing is you will stay in faith until your answer comes.
Yeah.
So now that's why we sing, none of these things move me. Why? Because I'm waiting on the Lord.
Yeah.
My expectation is in the Lord, and in the power of his might. Oh, somebody give the Lord a hand of praise. Because see, God by his grace have already spoke over your life. It ain't that God don't answer prayer. It's that you don't stay in faith. Because every prayer you pray ain't a tomorrow anointing. I prayed under the Holy Ghost. And I waited till tomorrow. Now tomorrow I'm discouraged. I'm disappointed because he didn't come. Well, doc, don't you know I'm waiting on a delivery right now. And they got me still waiting. But my change is coming. Trust me. Yeah, I got to stay in faith. I had to get back in faith because sometimes when you're waiting on your delivery and it don't come when you expect it to come, you get out of faith and you get a little attitude. You start saying stuff about your stuff. You know them folk ain't right. They got my stuff. You should have been here. I'm through. Get my money back and all that. And every time you say that, you got to go back to the starting part. Now you just increased 4 weeks on your delivery time. Had you just stayed in faith, it could have came suddenly. But when I got out of faith, I had to go back and they had to get back in the production line with my stuff. And they gave my stuff to another waiting customer. Somebody else had been waiting on the Lord in faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why that sister walking around here like that? Hallelujah. I'm trying to keep my faith, doggone it. Hallelujah. And I'm up here got an attitude.
All right.
Because they ain't brought my stuff. And somebody else.
All right.
When my faith ain't in the truck, my faith is in God.
All right.
God said it, he will perform it. So why ain't I celebrating? Because I got a word from God. Or do I got a word from my flesh? Do I got a word from my own heart? Oh, am I helping anybody? God said, I'm trying to get you back in faith. If I can get you in the faith. The scripture says that it, listen, God is, oh, help me right here. God is looking and waiting for those that's looking and waiting on him. He said, will you be in faith when the Son of God comes? That's just not Jesus coming to take you home. That's every prayer you prayed. Will you be in faith when he comes? Now, he guaranteed to come, or he got to give up the Godship.
All right. Yeah.
He can't be God unless he come.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, y'all, come on. Yes, his integrity is on the line.
Yeah.
He's a God that he cannot lie. So he got to come.
Yes,
either God lying or you lying.
All right. All right.
Somebody got out of there.
Yeah.
Somebody say, Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh. Go ahead, go ahead. Can I get five more minutes? Can I get five more minutes? Now watch this, watch this, watch this. Help me, help me. Go to Matthew chapter 2. I'm going to get you out of here, but I'm going to give you some faith before you go. Because see, if you ain't got nothing to go, all you did was came. I don't want to come and go with nothing. Now I may came with nothing, but doggone, I ain't going with nothing.
Amen.
I ain't go to the store to walk out of the store empty. I went to buy something. All things being equal, I'm going to get me some groceries before I leave up out of here. Say, preach, preacher.
Preach, preacher.
See, we got to quit playing with God and begin to walk like God, talk like God. I'm telling you, you got God power. I'm in Matthew chapter 2, but I'm gonna give you this one. I'm not charging you. I charge you for the last one. I'm going to give you this. Can I give you something?
Yes, sir.
Say, you love me, Pastor.
Yes, sir.
I receive it.
I'm
going to give this to you.
Thank
watch
you.
This. Watch this. Powerful. 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 Everybody say, powerful.
Powerful.
Look to your neighbor and say, powerful.
Powerful.
Watch this. Watch this. The Bible says, he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Watch this. Now I'm going to show you. It's so, you know, because the two realms exist, I'm always asking myself, is this natural or is this spiritual? He say, he that cometh in the name of the Lord. He that cometh.
All right.
Flesh came. Flesh walked in there. But somewhere between when he walked in and when he got there, he transformed into the Lord. Oh, come on, get with me. If you can let your mind, see, we so carnal because we ain't been in the presence in so long. It's hard to think spiritual.
Yeah.
So I got to force myself. He that cometh in the
name.
All right.
So when I walk up on my situation, I walked up, oh, come on, help me right here. If you catch this in the Holy Ghost, you will start talking to stuff. I walked up in the natural. But I went in the name of the Lord. So by the time I got there, it's not I, but it's Christ that's in me talking now. And now I'm talking to stuff like I'm the Lord. I command you in the name of Jesus. Get up out of here. This is why he said every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess, and every name that's named. If you know the name of your problem, whatever sickness, whatever disease, whatever circumstance, whatever spirit that got on you, if it's got a name, it's got to bow. But you got to come in the name. Charles' name, my name Charles. Charles ain't going to make it bow. Oh, come on.
Yeah.
But Charles can come in the name of the Lord. So when I get up there, I came in Charles. But when I spoke to it, I was in the name.
Yeah.
And now I can speak to spirits, principalities, and spirits of darkness, wickedness, and high places in the name. See, we got to get out of our name and begin to come in his name. See, too many of us living in my name, my reputation, my personality. And before, look here, by the time I get to my struggle, my weakness, I don't have enough power to deal with it. But it don't make a difference how weak I am, how bad I've been, how lost I am. If I come in the name, I just got substituted. I got transformed. I got replaced, and now it's Christ standing there. And I'm talking on behalf of Christ now. So now I got authority to use the name. Now I'm standing in front of it, looking at my struggle. As bad as I've been, weak as I am, ain't got what I don't got. But whatever I don't have, it was replaced and substituted with everything he got. So when my situation look at me, it don't see me, it see him. Because I came in the natural, but I'm talking to it in the spirit. And the spirit is subject to the name of Jesus. Do y'all, I give the Lord a hand of praise. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what got your baby, what got your finances, what got your husband, what got your wife. You can come to it in the name. You got to learn to use the password in the name and then speak the word. Don't get in the name and start talking about, well, I'm tired of this. I'm tired of what you're doing. That don't do nothing. That's empty. You got to say in the name and then open up your Bible and speak in the name of Jesus. I said, my children are taught of the Lord, and great shall be their peace. And once I start saying what he said, it make the Holy Ghost take what I said and bring power to it. And it started making miracles happen. Stuff that I couldn't make happen began to happen right in front of me.
All right. All right.
My children coming home.
Yeah. All right.
My circumstances turning. My finances getting right. Yes. Job opportunities open. Yes. Come on, somebody. Healing in my body. See, I got to get in the name. Yes. Some of us got more destiny sitting up in us. But we're living in one dimension. If you can ever open up your mouth in the name of Jesus, all hell gonna shake.
Yes.
You can go back in your house tonight in the name of Jesus and begin to talk the stuff. Oh, I'm giving you so much juice. You should have shouted right there. You can go back in your house and whatever's been going on, whatever ain't right, you can go in the bathroom, look in the mirror, and whoever you see, begin to talk to him in the name of Jesus. You shall live and not die. You shall be an overcomer. You got more authority, more power. All grace will abound towards you. All favor is given unto you. You got the power, the might, and the authority to make crooked things straight. I declare now that I will have a job. I will have finance, all my bills paid on time, every time, all the time. Speak to the mirror and start declaring in the name.
In the name, yeah, yeah.
I know she ain't acting right. I know he ain't acting right. But I get in the mirror, and the scripture says in Ephesians chapter 5 that I wash them and sanctify them. I clean them up and get them right by the words that I speak out of my mouth. What are you saying about them? Are you just sitting there looking at them? You hoping some magic happen. They're going to change on you while you're watching them. I'm going to stare at you until you change. That ain't real. You got to speak life into them. Start talking life into them. You're a righteous young man. You're a man that speaks by truth. You don't lie. You're a man that's faithful and diligent. You handle and you pay every bill like you're supposed to. I know they ran with the money last week, but what you going to say? Because if you don't speak life, they're going to run next week. Because I told you they're not driving, they're being driven.
Yes, sir.
How am I helping anybody? You got to speak life. All power has been given up. When I found out I can live like this, I was saying anything to you anyway.
All right.
But now I found out what to say, you in trouble, Jack. Because I speak life over you. I speak life into you. I speak life around you. I declare I'm not scared of you. I done seen every devil, at least half of them. Come on, somebody. The rest of them used to live with me. But now I done got rid of them. I know this work. I can speak life into you. This is tangible. Be ye not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. You can do this if you renew your mind. The reason why it ain't happened, because I'm locked in my mind. I got to change my mind. I got to change my attitude. I got to begin to sound like Christ, walk like Christ, talk like Christ, and then I'll live like Christ. Now the life that I live is not in me, but it's Christ that lives in me. Come on, the scriptures become alive. Give the Lord a hand of praise. Hallelujah. Don't patty cake. Act like you got something coming. Act like you expecting some change. Act like something going to happen in your life. You acting like you don't know. It might not. Hey! If somebody just gave you a check right now and you saw the check is in your name. You ain't gonna be. Come on. Get real with it. If you got it, you got it. Come on, somebody. If you got it, you got it. We live by faith. You in another dimension. Now the assignment when you leave this church is to bring what you heard down in your life. You already got it now. Mary had the baby. She was pregnant because the scripture says, Mary said to the angel, be it unto me. She didn't wrestle. She didn't even know where the brother came from. She didn't even know what he was talking about. But she received what he said. And her response was, I don't know. I guess. Give me a little while. Let me figure it out. She said, be it unto me. Say it out of your mouth. Be it unto me. Say it to your neighbor. Be it unto me. Say it to the other neighbor. Be it unto me. See, you got to believe by faith that God. I was in Texas. I saw the church in Texas. I was at work. And I said, be it unto me. I never met man one of y'all. Don't tell me I ain't working with some of y'all. I never, and had I not said it, guess what? We have not been here today. But it was just as real then as it is now. Whatever God told you is just as real as it will be in the future. Be it unto me according to thy word. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen and amen. Give the Lord a hand of praise.